land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, February 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open 231-360-5140. Right out of the gate, the chapters of Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, and Presque County are only going to have two meetings this month of February. This coming Monday, February 12th, and then in 2 weeks, Monday, February 26th. So just two meetings this month. 6:30 p.m. will be at the Sheboygan County Building in the Commissioner's Room. The main entrance will be closed. Doors on the other side of the building where the Commissioner's Room is will be open. If you have any questions, text Dar or give her a call at 231-408-8928. So Stand Up Michigan this coming Monday at 6:30 County Commissioner's Building Room, and then February 26th. So greatly appreciate that information. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Follow up. So many of you contacted me yesterday after the show asking about attending this coming Thursday's county conventions of the Republican-Democrat Party. Not really sure when their convention is, but the Republicans for sure will be meeting on Thursday, this coming Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock. Interesting dynamic. A lot of counties, I'm finding out, have a lot of vacancies for precinct delegates. After contacting their county chair, because they went to migop.org, they went to the bottom, they clicked on county chairs, they emailed their county chair, the county chair replied back. Great news, Trucker, I'm getting elevated after the convention Thursday night. Perfect. Awesome. Now make sure when you go to the county conventions on Thursday that you want to get the chairman. I'm reading two other texts right now. The chairman of the convention to make sure they get you credentials to be a visitor, or what they call at the state level, a guest to the caucus convention. This is important. If you get to go as a guest, you're going to be sitting beyond the ropes, if you will, to get into the floor where the delegates and the alternates seat sit. Stop reading other texts. I'm talking to him about a commissioner's seat in another county, and I got to stay focused on this. Good possibility. Good possibility that if you let your county chairman know that you want to be a guest, you go down there, make sure you text them or go up to them and say, hey, I'm here if you need me. Something happens to your voting delegate. Something happens to your alternate. Something freakish happens. They may be calling you out of the guest seats and have you elevated to being a voting delegate at the convention. We'll get into all that. Got a great show lined up for you. History lesson in the second hour. Guests, interviews. We're excited. Get some more coffee. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. You just heard the commercial for My Pure Health Solutions, Missy's website that she set up so she can track her advertising, truckerrandyhealth.com. Officer Rick texting me a screenshot this morning. One of the things that I think is really interesting is his journey with Missy. He started out, I believe, at 252.3. Today is day 26. He's done this in 25 days, folks. He's down to 215.7 from 252.3. He says, I'm down 36.6 pounds after day 25. Today is day 26. I know he said, I think his goal is 210, so he's only got another 5 pounds to go. Based on his graph, he's pretty steadily losing about 1.2 to 1.4 pounds a day. That means that he's going to be down to his goal weight of 210, probably, I'm gonna guess on day 29. That's going to be my guess. He'll be less than day 30. Less than 30 days. He's going to be down from 252 to 210. He's going to have dropped 42 pounds in a month. One of the things that I think is happening in the program with a lot of you, that the process is working differently for everybody, especially women. I want to talk to the women right now. Vicky's down 42 pounds since April. Rick's down almost 42 pounds in a month. You have to understand that you're different than men. And also that you are of age that maybe perhaps your metabolism is going to react differently to the program. Now, one thing that you have to understand, the food's different, the supplements are different, things are different for every single person. So when you get into this journey, and that's what I call it, a journey, is you're going to learn your body. Now, I have been completely flat this week, up or down about a half a pound, fluctuating between 208 to 209. I'm reset at 207. So all I have to do is go to a fast for lunch, skip lunch, and have steak and tomatoes for dinner, and I'll get back to 207. But today's Friday, and me and Miss Vicky are going out on a date tonight. And I'm going to be bad, and I'm going to be bad over the weekend, and I'll probably be back up to 212, maybe 213. Reset is coming on Monday. You have to understand the process. This is not a permanent program. Once you're trained, once you set your body at this set point, Rick, if you're happy with 210, you don't need to continue fat burn, well, then you're going to go into reset mode. You come out of fat burn, folks, you lock in for 3 weeks. You add certain foods back in, see your reaction to them. I'm done with cow butter. I cannot have cow butter. But I found an alternative, butter made of avocados. And I can eat all that I want. This is a journey, folks. So again, go to truckerrandyhealth.com. If you're interested in the weight loss program, listen to interviews number 2 and number 4. then scroll on down if you looked at the screenshots and the photographs. Set up a profile and schedule a free phone consultation with Missy. Many of you are doing it, and I'm just so happy that we're getting healthy together this year. Got a big fight in front of us. I got a message from Marion Sheridan. You have to understand that this comes at a time that we're heading into 9 days of early voting for a presidential primary, which is a foregone conclusion. Vicky is going to be a poll worker here in Torch Lake Township, where we live in Antrim County, starting a week from Monday. February the 19th, we're going to start early voting. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. For an election, a presidential primary election, that Donald Trump will win Michigan and Biden will win Michigan. Even though some people are calling for the Democrats on the Democrat side, because I get all their notifications, being that I ran for state senate as a Democrat, I get all their plans, all their plotting. Well, guess what? They want Democrats in this presidential primary to vote for uncommitted. They want them to vote that way to be a protest vote against Biden. They want Donald Trump to win by huge numbers in the primary. Huge numbers in the primary. So that they can send a message to Biden that they want a permanent ceasefire in Israel. And they want him to do it. And if he doesn't do it, by voting day, February 27th, they're going to vote uncommitted. Well, I got a message this morning from Marianne Sheridan. She's the grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Help overturn Proposal 2 and take back control of our elections just in time for November 2024. You can help reverse Proposal 2, which would end voting without ID, would end the 9 days of early voting, would end Zuckerberg's funding of our elections, and much more. When we block Proposal 2 ballot initiative from 2022, remember Proposal 2, Promote the Vote 2.0? They're basically looking for $50,000. They want to pay it to the attorneys to file an immediate injunction, preliminary injunction, to be able to stop Proposal 2 from being implemented in the November elections. We're looking for 10 people to donate $1,000. That would be $10,000. 300 concerned citizens to donate $100. That would be, what, $30. And 200 people to donate just $50. That would total $50,000. The Michigan legislators' lawsuit. Now, this lawsuit's been filed by state reps and state senators on their usurpation case. I'm reading too fast. Slow down, Randy. Which has already been filed, but they need to expedite it to what they're calling preliminary injunction status. The goal would be to have a meaningful impact in this year, 2024 November election. The legal procedure our attorneys recommend is calling for an immediate motion for preliminary injunction. The motion would ask the court to use its authority to enjoin the enforcement of both 2018 and 2022's constitutional amendments regulating federal elections for this year, 2024. If the motion is denied at the local court level, immediate appeals can be taken to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit and then to the United States Supreme Court. The preliminary injunction motion and the appeals would be adjudicated in the next few months. This is a very strong case. And if we were able to win, Michigan's 2018 and 2022 constitutional amendments would not apply to this November 2024's election. To learn more, you can donate. One word, MIFairElections.org. It is a 501c3, so your donations, folks, are tax deductible for this tax year, 2024. They have a P.O. Box number 41 in Stockbridge, Michigan. Zip code is 49285. I'm going to reach out to Marion and see if I can get her on the show, get some answers as to the timeline, what's the deadline to file this by, and how we can possibly help raise this 50 grand. I kind of like the way they broke this down. It's pretty simple. Only 10 people donate 1,000 each. 300 people donate 100, and 200 people donate 50. So if you could afford 50 bucks or maybe 100, or you could talk to some of your buddies, pretty interesting. And the thing of it is, folks, this lawsuit has been brought by the legislators. Now, I want to talk to Marion Sheridan. Why hasn't the legislators pulled their money from various PACs that they have access to and fund the 50 grand? 10,000 dollars in $1,000 donations. 10, you can get that from 10 legislators in Lansing all day long. $1,000, they throw $1,000 bills around down there like nothing. So there's 10 grand. You only need 40,000 more? Yeah, we're going to talk. Marianne, you and I are going to talk. Great idea. I love the lawfare strategy. Turn around and use exactly what the Democrats use against us. You betcha. 'Em to court. That's what you absolutely got to do. And if we could do this, folks, for November's election, changes the potential outcome of our state's election. One of the things that we're looking at, here, folks, is an all-out battle. This is the year. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.